Here in Parshas Ekev, this week's Sedra, we have the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon, psukim that are quoted in the text of Birchas Hamazon, Dvarim Parches Pasuk Yud, V'chalta V'savata V'rachta Shemalkecha L'aretz HaTovah She'enos Amloch, right before Sheni. And from there we learned it is a mitzvah to recite Birchas Hamazon, the bracha relating to the food, after eating. It's generally assumed that brachas in general are derabanan. You know, when we make a bracha on, whether it's a bracha on food, or it's a bracha on a mitzvah, or it's a bracha on some part of nature, thunder or lightning, and so on, we generally assume that brachas are derabanan. But here the pasuk says, as we quote again, we quote it in, we say in Benjamin, a kakosuv, as it says. You know, this is the kakosuv, here's where it says it. When you eat and you're satiated, so you have to bless the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So we assume that that's a bracha, Birchas Hamazon is deraisa. The only bracha that's deraisa. Some say Birchas HaTorah is also deraisa. Not everyone agrees with that. But Birchas Hamazon is pretty universal that the requirement of Birchas Hamazon is deraisa. I'd like to look at the tonight is what about Birchas Hamazon. What do you mean is deraisa? What? The idea, the particular brachas, the number of brachas, and so on, we assume mentioning is deraisa. But what exactly is it that the requirement d'oraisa includes? So you look at the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara states as follows. It's the Gemara that is one of the sources for the concept that we take these psukim literally, meaning of d'oraisa. It says, Tanar Abonan, Minayim L'Birchas Hamazon Min HaTorah. How do we know that Birchas Hamazon, benching after food, is d'oraisa? Min HaTorah Shenemar, this pasuk, Bechalta V'Savata Racha. And the Gemara splits up the pasuk. Okay, v'achalta means you eat. V'savata means you're satiated. Now, that's a further discussion. It sounds like, according to the Torah, in order to be required to recite this bracha, you have to be full. I take a bite of bread, half a slice of bread or something, most people aren't full from that. So that's a different discussion. But fundamentally, when a person eats and is satiated, so it says v'erachta, so the Gemara has a drosha. V'erachta zu birchas hazon. This phrase, this word, "Uverachta," you shall bless a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That refers to the first bracha of the benching Hazon. It begins Hazon Asalom Kol B'Dorol B'Chenum Chesed Racham etc. And then the bracha to Hashem Hazon Asakol. That's Uverachta. The next phrase in the pasuk is Es Hashem Elokecha. That zu birchas hazimun. That's the bracha birchas hazimun. Right when you have a mezumin, you have to bench. That's Es Hashem Elokecha. So zu birchas hazimun. So it strikes you right away that it's out of order. Right, because the Zimun comes first. So the Vilna Gaon deals with that, and our goals are going on the spot, and those Allah. The Vilna Gaon writes, so the other way around. Uverachta zu birchas hazimun, es ha-shem al-kecha zu birchas hazon. He switches the gears, okay, kein tzarech, that's how it should be. Okay, not a major issue. But, okay, you have those two brachas. Then, as the phrase goes, v'chalta v'sota v'rachta, es ha-shem al-kecha. So either v'rachta means, the way we have it printed in the text, Barachta means the bracha of Hazan, and Sashmal Kecha means Zimun. Or the other way around, okay, they're only going to fix the text. Then, Ala Oretz, that's the next phrase in the pasuk, Barachta Sashmal Kecha Ala Oretz, Zu Birchas Oretz. That's the second bracha of benching, which is the bracha on the land, right? It ends Ala Oretz, Ala Mazon. It's not just food, we're saying it comes from the land as well. Hatova Zu Bona Yerushalayim. When it says Hatova, that's a reference to Yerushalayim. How in the world is that a reference to Yerushalayim? V'chein Omer, the pasuk from last week said in Vashan, Ha'ar Hatov Hazeh V'Halavanon. Ha'ar Hatov Hazeh, reference to Yerushalayim. Okay? Then, Asher Nosamach Zu Hatova Meitiv. Then the last phrase, Asher Nosamach, refers to Baruch Hatov Meitiv. That's the fourth Baruch of Krishma. Ha'kel Avinim Ha'chen Adirin, where it says Hatov Meitiv Ha'kol, Hatov Meitiv, the Tov Meitiv, whatever, I think of Birchas Baruch Hachon. What is he mentioning? Tov Meitiv Lachol Lachim Lachol Birchas. No, it's the first. Tov Meitiv, what's the phrase? I forgot it.
Share.
Okay, anyway, Hatova Meitiv. Good, that's the drosha. Now, from this phrase, it sounds like the four brachas of Kriyashma are all deraisa. And actually, we actually put in Zimun, it's all deraisa. Then the Gemara digresses, Ein li ela la'achrav, the fun of Minayin. How do you know this only teaches you have to make a bracha after eating? Rechalta v'salata, then a v'rachta. How do you know you also have to make a bracha Minayin for the fun of Minayin, and to make a bracha before eating? It's logical. If you're full, Right? Rashi explains Kishusavia, Mitzvah of Baruch Hodes also, if the thank Kadosh Baruch Hu is hishing you, Kishurayv. You start and you want to satisfy your hunger with a Kadosh Baruch Hu's creations, right, with the produce, the land, and so on. A kosher creation is a talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say even more. That's how this phrases it. Rabbi learns a little differently. Rabbi Omer, Eino Tzarich, you don't need this whole Kal v'Chomer, and he learns a little different. Again, it gives a question. But he says, V'chalto v'savato v'rachlo v'sevni v'rachlo v'sevni v'rachlo Brichas Azimon, we learn from somewhere else entirely. God lo shemiti, from the different texts altogether. Ala aretz u brichas aretz, tovah zemar yishlayim, v'chino ar tovah zemar alona. Hatovah meitiv v'yad netiknua. The fourth bracha, the bracha hatovah meitiv, that was instituted later on. That wasn't part of the original takanah, it's on the rabbana. Okay? And then the Gemara goes on with the same thing. Eli ala lachrav and lefonam minayin and so on. But anyway, what emerges from this discussion in the Gemara is that it sounds like, first of all, that Birchas HaMazon is the Raisa, okay? And the question is, what about the bracha before? It's not a topic tonight. And it sounds like all three brachas. The first opinion, the Tanakhama in this price, is even the fourth bracha is the Raisa. And Rebbe says, no, the fourth bracha is B'yavna Tiknoa. Yavna was after the destruction. Take it. Yavna was after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, when the Jews were, many of the Rosh Yeshivas and Sanhedrin, ended up in Yavna, so they made certain takanas. Vilchon and Zakkai was there, so they made certain takanas. One of them was a brocha talmetiv, which was after the fall of Beitar. The fall of Beitar, that was about 50 or so years after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, so it was the Bar Kokhba revolt, and so on, 60 or so years after the Churban Habayit. It's a big city called Beitar, the city of Beitar today. That time was a big city, and many Jews lived there, and a lot of people were killed. And there was a terrible story. Eventually, they got buried. So in the second of Brocha, I told Meiti. The Gemara explains it. But in any event, what emerges from all of this is that the it sounds like the brachas are all daraisa. We say the brachas are more than daraisa. What's daraisa? At least the first three brachas, and even according to Hakama, the fourth one as well. But Rebbe says not the fourth one. Okay. However, it's interesting that this is memches on days in brachas. We turn earlier in the Sechna, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. You find something very interesting. The Gemara there discusses the conduct or the required conduct of polim, of workers. Now, this is something which, you have unions. The union works out that you work X number of hours a day. When I made you, I was away last week. Back in the shiur last week, but earlier in the week. I was away, so one of the places we went, the market I went to visit, was the FDR Presidential Museum and Library in Hyde Park. So, not far from there. So, anyway, we went through. So, they had all the different things that were instituted under FDR's he had a long presidency, he had several terms, fourth term. But in any event, many, many things about workers and rights and minimum wage and all kinds of things were instituted in his... So one of the things that they have is with unions and with workers is that there has to be time built in for lunch breaks. You get paid for an eight-hour day, but that includes whatever it is for lunch. So the Gemara has a discussion. Let's say I'm working, I'm a day laborer. I get paid, by the day, I get paid by the hour. But I have to have mincha. Because I want the religious Jews. I have to have mincha. So what are you going to do? Is that fair to build the billable hours? I went ahead and I daven mincha a lot of kavanah. It took me half an hour to daven mincha. Can I build that time to the boss? Right? Or I'm on a bench. I'm on a bench very slowly. Can I build it? You keep track of your time. There are people who punch in and out. They're working and they clock in and they have to keep track exactly. So where does davening, where does benching fit into this mix? So the Gemara actually discusses such a thing on Daf Tes Zanam and Aleph and Brachas. The Gemara says, V'atanya, this is V'atanya Vaisa V'nechusa, it's Araya. That's what the Gemara is discussing before. It's not so important for us right now. The V'atanya ha'polim, shor osim melocha itzal balabayas, workers, laborers, and day jobbers, who are doing work by the balabayas, by the employer. Korin Kriyashma, okay, they can recite Kriyashma, they can, they're allowed to stop to write Kriyashma, they don't have to deduct that from the billable hours. Or Mispalem, also davening. The Oakland Piton, they can take a lunch break and eat their bread, but, it says here, there's also a Gisa question. It says here, the Ein Mevorchen Lefanah, they can't take the time out to make a brocha before. Anyway, there's another Gisa that says they can't, Mevorchen Lefanah. What's important for us is, Avo mevarchin, the same, the Bach discussed in Os Aleph and the Gron Os Aleph, they discussed that part, which is the bracha before, it's not our issue now. Avo mevarchin lacharei ashtayim. But after eating, workers only say two brachas. say Ketzav. Bracha Rishona Ketikun. The first bracha mentioned is the same as always. Same like everybody else. That's Hazanas Olam ends Bracha Hashem Hazanas Hakol. But Shnia Poseach Bebirchas Haaretz. You start the bracha like Noda Lacham. The Kol in Bonei Yerushalayim Bebirchas Haaretz. And you incorporate into one text. You abridge. You abridge the text of those other two brachas, and you make one bracha out of Birchas Haaretz and Birchas Bonei Yerushalayim. That's the Gemara says. These workers. Okay, so it's interesting. So Rashi says, and Rashi comments, and he obviously had the text of Ein Bevorchen Lefanel. You don't have to make a bracha before. Rashi says, you know, why She'en Min HaTorah? It's not required by the Torah. We just said before, only Birchas HaMazon is Doraisa. Bracha before, maybe it's a Kavachoma, whatever, but it's not Doraisa. That's what Rashi here says. In other words, the Chachamim are setting this up, and once the Rabbanan said, okay, we weren't misaking that a worker can take time out of his day for things that are not biblically required. That's the Heim Amru kind of thing. But Abba Mevorchim Lachareya, but the Bracha afterwards is Rashi Vatara. That's the Raisa. Rabbanan can't tell you, skip that, or Abridze, you can't do that. The Chsiva Chalta is Vatara, our Pasuk, and Rashi tells you, look, I'm in Chesam Beis, we just saw. What about the other two brachas? V'cholin shnei brachas be'achas. The two brachas of Aretz and Bnei Yerushalayim are abridged into one shorter bracha. Shebirchas Aretz and Bnei Yerushalayim domos. They're similar to these Aretz. You saw these Yerushalayim. You know, there's a similarity. Okay, that's what Rashi says in explaining the Gemara. So it sounds like, according to Rashi, if you put everything together we just read, only the first bracha is doraisa. Because what did Rashi say? Right? He says, the first bracha, Shiminatari, that's Minatari, you can't tamper with that. But the other two you can tamper with, you can abridge them. Again, I'm putting two and two together. It sounds like, and that's not me, but it's not where Rashi, like that the other two brachas are not Doraisa. So according to Rashi, when we say that Birchas HaMazon is Doraisa, it's talking about the first bracha only, the bracha of Azon. Right, that's Doraisa. Okay? Now, what about the other two? The other two are somehow Drabanan. Earlier Drabanans, perhaps, in Atoba Meitim, which was added later on Yavne, but according to this, you hear what I'm saying? Because Rashi says, Ein Mevarchan Lefanel, his Girsa, She'ena Min HaTorah. You know, you can't, in other words, as if to say you cannot play, even for workers, with something that's biblically required. Right? You can't tell them, don't do that. What do you mean, don't do that? The Torah says, I have to do it. Right? So they didn't tamper with that. Since they did tamper with Brachas 2 and 3, Rashi's learning it, okay? So, therefore, obviously, those brachas, we assume, are only Durabonon. Okay?
That's also different because if it was as Durabonon as the Lefanai, you would say just wipe them out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're right. That's a good horror. Okay? But it may be a higher level Durabonon somehow. Okay? And well, the truth is, we'll see later, some Rishon, it's an Asmah. Yeah, Psukim. So perhaps you know, it's a higher status of a bracha, but it's not on the same level. Right. But that's the emergence. According to this Rashi in brachas Tezaharim and Olam, the bracha of only the bracha we're talking about Birchas HaMazon being the Rashi is talking only about the bracha of Azon. Okay, Tosus on that same daf in brachas Tezaharim and Olam, Tosus says the Ramasu Chosem and Birchas HaMazon. It's another Gisa problem. Our text is Poseach, when you combine, these workers in the Poland combine the first, the brachas 2 and 3, you start with the bracha of Birchas HaAretz, and you combine it. Here it says, Tosus Girsus, Mechostim Birchas HaAretz. On the side, they have a footnote, Lechora Tzarech Lios Poseach. Poseach Birchas HaAretz, that's what we have. But he said that Girsus is correct, because you would start with the conclusion, the Baruchat HaShem part, the Chasim would be the Aretz, and not Yerushalayim. Okay, again, that's not terribly important for us this evening, but that's what Tosus. The Tosus is the same kasha. Afal gav dimidoraisa aim. Tosus, what's going on here? It's doraisa. So how could the chachamim go ahead and tinker with these two brachas and abridge them into one doraisa? Rashi wasn't bothered by it. Rashi, well, they're similar. And apparently, the way we're learning Rashi, and I'll see them on our moment, others learn Rashi, that Rashi says only the second of the brachas to the darbonah. Tosus is not accepting that. So Tosus falls back on the old rule. He is, how could the Chachamim tell the Polim to skip, you know, to abridge or tamper with those two brachas if they're also the Raisa? Afa gav the Raisa, that's the old rule. Yesh kach, b'yad Chachamim, lakar dovim na Torah. Okay, the Chachamim sometimes have the right to tamper even with the Raisa. B'shev al taisa, they don't do it. Right? They can't tell you the way we have it. Yishalmi's not like that, the way we have it. They can't tell you, they can tell you just Shave al paisa. Don't do it. They can't tell you to actively violate some of the Torah. They can't tell you to go eat treif, okay? But they can tell you. But they can tell you to go. To not to do this. So they're a classic example. We haven't had it in a while. It comes up finally again next year. It's been about 10 years. Next year, Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, the first day. So we won't blow shofar. What do you mean we won't blow shofar? It says the Chumash has to blow shofar. The Gemara explains. Well, we're afraid you might carry it without an Aaron. So what do you mean? It's a deraisa. Okay. Be yesh koch be alchachom alakar davim and atar b'shev al taisa. Gemara in the Yevamos around the places. The Gemara says you're allowed to uproot a deraisa if we have a guy, not out of no good reason. And Tosafot here, ho, true dim b'melechus balabai. See, these people are busy. They have responsibility to the balabai. They can't billable hours. They're hired to do X number of hours worth of work. So they got to do it. So therefore, that's a good reason. According to Torah, for our purpose, it emerges from here is the machokas Rashi and Tosafot. When we say that birchas hamazon is deraisa, what do we mean? According to Rashi, sounds like just the first bracha is deraisa. According to Tosafot, sounds like all three are deraisa. Hi, so why can't tamper 2 and 3? Because the Chachamim can sometimes tamper with the deraisa. They have a good reason, b'shev al taisa. Okay, that seems to be machlokes Rashi and Tosafot. The truth is, we have other Rishonim that weigh in on this in different ways. The Sefer Yireim is a Sefer HaMitzvot written by Rabbi Elazar Mimetz, one of the Balei Tosafot. So, my edition is falling apart here. So, in the mitzvah, Simon Chav Dalet, there are two different arrangements of the Sefer Yireim. Other edition is Reishon of Gimel. Anyway, it says it here. Tziva is his presentation of Sefer Mitzvah, Sefer Yireim. Yireim, that's his name. Relezim Mitzvah, the name is the initials are hinted at, and then the name of the Sefer Yireim. So Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sha'ochel Lechem, Tzor Gimel Brachas. Can't be clear than that. He's Tziva Kodesh Baruch Hu. That sounds like a deraisa, right? Tziva Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah? Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us, or requires us, mandates that we say, when a person eats bread, you have to say three brachas. Then he goes on with him, Mizumin, and so on. And he quotes the Psukim of Chalt of Zavarata, and he quotes that whole Gemara that we saw. So we don't have to see it further. The Yireim is clearly on the side of Tosas. That all three bracha, which makes the Yireim, was one of the Balei Tosafot, okay, not the Balei Tosafot on the page, but he's from that school of thought. So therefore, he also assumes that the bracha is absolutely the right. It also appears that way from the Rif. The Rif in the back of bracha is enough Lamed Dalet Aleph on the page of the Rif. He's explaining a Gemara, an earlier Gemara, not Daf Mem Vav, where the Gemara has. So we don't really need to go into all the details of what he's getting at. The Gemara is a strange thing. Talking about two people mentioning, three people mentioning together. So he says as follows. Yeah, the way he learns the Gemara, he says as follows. Just 1 second. What do I say again? A lot of dollar and all from the pages of the Rif. So you have to bring that. It's a Hachin Perusha. Shnayim Ushlosha Sha'ochlu. The ain echad mehen yodea levorech birchas hamazon kula. Two people are benching. One of them doesn't know the whole by us, Ashkenazim. Anyway, we said the benching is said. Everyone mumbles the rest of himself. And by Sardim, by some Ashkenazim as well, the Mizamin says the whole broch, everything out loud. Because they might cause us a shots. Because there might be some people who don't know it. And what it says, tell you, look at the bench. But fine. Vahachim perusha. Shnayim ushol sh'ochlo. The ain echad mehen yodea levorech birchas hamazon kula. Ela echad yodea bracha rishona. It's a scenario that Rif presents here. Lamed Aleph of the Alvin brachas. The one guy knows the first bracha. Vasheni yodea shnia. Vashishis. Okay. The second guy knows the second and the third one. Doesn't know the first one so well. But any yodea bracha rishona. Oh, she echad yodea lebrach bracha rishona. Vechad yodea lebrach bracha shnia. Vechad yodea lebrach bracha shishis. Chayoven bebrichas hamazon. They're required to bench anyway, even if they don't know all of the brachas. Why? Lefisha Efshar Levorach call Echad Echad Men Bracha Achas Shiyodeh. The Nimtzis Bracha Samozin Ola Mishnayim Men Omishloston. There'll be Shomei Akon. Luckily, we have here between us. We will know the whole Bracha Samozin. Right. So therefore, one person will say he says what he knows. He says what he knows. I'll listen to your part. You listen to my part. And we'll both be happy after. Right. Because we now have said the whole benching. That's what the Rif writes in Bracha. That's how he learns up the Gemara. I don't read the whole Gemara. It's not Membom. But that's how he learns up with the Gemara, two or three different people benching together. And some of them don't know it and so on. Now, 1 second. What's the implication of this riff? The implication of the riff is that why can we do this? Because I know part of it, you know part of it. So together, you know, with the two halves, we'll make a whole, right? The implication is that if I know the first bracha, I don't know the two and three, and there's no one else with me, what's the implication?
I shouldn't say it.
The only reason, the implication, the only reason it works is because I'm going to now hear the rest of mention him. And if he knows brachas two and three, he shouldn't say that himself. It's only good because he hears me saying the first bracha. So it sounds in the riff, what? That all the brachas are quiet, all the raisa.
Why can't it just be a kim and a derabana?
Huh?
Just,
it's not absolute right. I could say the rabbana thing to do that. But the implication is you shouldn't do it. We'll come back to that point. Okay, the implication is you can only do it because I what mean. So let's say if you were to hold like Tosis, if you were to hold, I'm sorry, like Rashi, if you hold just the first bracha is the raisa, and the second, third, and ninth, you tell me that I shouldn't do the raisa because I can't also do the rabbana. That's a chiddush. We'll see. Maybe a chanami, like you're saying.
So what if you don't know the second?
Right, okay, but that's for sure. Well, okay, we didn't see anyone who says it the second. You're right. Okay, but let's say the point is that if I know the first, so it sounds from this riff that the only reason I can say it because you're going to say the second and third, implying if you wouldn't be there or if you didn't know the second and third either, then we wouldn't do the first. What do you mean? It's the Raisa. So let me do the Raisa. Okay, I'll miss the double. What can we do? So that's why I say the riff also seems to hold like that Yireim, like this Tosis on the Zion, that the requirement is the Raisa. For all three. However, the Rashba, in the Chedusha Rashba in Brachas, an earlier daf, okay, the Gemara there mentions, it's interesting, the Gemara on Memvav Ba'av, the Gemara mentions that Atova Meitiv is certainly at the right, so the Poland, the workers don't say Atova Meitiv, that's for sure. Okay? So, Because only Darbon, I mean, yeah. Well, it's right, I'm sorry. It's the Yavne Tiknua was instituted later on. So the Rosh Bo says, one second. The Afa Gav Deboni Yerushalayim is also the Raisa. The Rosh Bo is here on Daf Mem Vav, Amud Aleph and Brochus, but he's going back then to Gemara and Tezayim, right about the Polim. The Gemara on Daf Mem Vav says the Polim don't say the Brochus at all, maybe because only the Rabbanon, right, they can't say it. So wait a minute, Deboni Yerushalayim is the Raisa, and the Gemara and Tezayim say they don't say that either. Afilu Hachi, Lo Mevarchal the Polim. So, right, so Tosis can say when a chanami and other rabbanon yesh kol yachon lakor dovin atorah, but the Rosh Bo doesn't say that. Rosh Bo says no, because lav hainu akira, they're not saying it. They're just combining it. They still said that they didn't say it as a separate bracha. Remember what the Polim do? They abridge the two of them into one text. I saw in the example look at the Rabbeinu Manoach it's quoted in the Rambam, Rambam, gives you what the text is. Okay, the text. Okay, but in other words, says the Rashba, that's not called an Akira. They're not saying the Brocha. They're in a bridge version, right? He says, Lav Hainu Akira. It's just subsumed into the Brocha Brichas Aretz. I told him, Itim Akri Legamri, below Matri Lekal. The Brocha told me, Itim, they're Paul and don't say it at all. So the Rosh Bo, by not answering the answer of Tosas, by saying, yeah, so it's a Doraisa, okay, the Rosh Bo is saying, no, the Rosh Bo is saying that the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim is Doraisa, so, and that's not called an Akira, they're simply combining it in into one text. So, now, it could be, let's think, so, it could be that the Rosh Bo, therefore, would agree. Because you say the Rosh Bo agrees with, could the Rosh Bo agrees with Rashi, that really only the first bracha is the Raisa, and the other bracha, in other words, what am I saying? You could say the Rosh Bo agrees with, we just said like the Rish and like the Ram, like Tosis. Okay, that's for sure the Raisa. But the mere fact you're allowed to abridge it may point to the fact that really, as a bracha, only the first bracha is the Raisa. There's an extended Doraisa to mention these other themes. Right? You have to mention the theme of Yerushalayim, but it doesn't have to be a bracha in and of itself. It doesn't require a bracha. Okay, that could be sort of like a middle sheet in a way. We'll see that in a moment. Okay, kind of a you know what I'm saying? In other words, according to the Rashba, you're not, at the end of the day, what do you mean Doraisa? So what's Doraisa? It's Doraisa to mention the brachas, the Aretz and Yerushalayim. That's required. But it doesn't have to, you don't have to mention it as a separate bracha. You follow? So it could be even, in other words, at first glance, it looks like the Rashba agrees with, like I said, agrees with Tosis, because he calls it Daraisa. But on the other hand, you could say a little differently, that no, because if it was mamish a text of a Daraisa bracha, then they wouldn't let you tamper with it, unless you want to say, yesh koch b'acham lakar dominator, which Rashba didn't give that teretz. That was Tosis' teretz. So could be disagrees with Tosis, but not giving that teretz, maybe saying, yeah, it's Daraisa in terms of the theme, but it's not necessarily... It's not necessarily Doraisa in terms of as a bracha, but rather just mention the theme. Now, the Rambam. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. So the Rishon talk about that. Either that, or you could say that again. No one's going to argue. But no one's going to say the exact words, the exact text is Doraisa. But the question is, does it have to be Bitsuris bracha? Baruch Atah Hashem, that's the issue. You could say the first, in other words...
It sounds like from Tosa, it sounds like altered brachas are... Right, but it's difficult to say
that the text, the actual text is the Doraisa. Right? It means that that theme has to be covered, but it has to be covered in the framework of a bracha.
Meaning not like the Rash, meaning not... In its own bracha.
According to Rashi, Rashi would say, no, only the first bracha has to be formed as a bracha. Yeah. Rav
Shachar would say that that's one of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching that's going to be changed in the future.
Yeah, like that. There's a, who says like that? There's someone who showed him says like that about certain things in our Sinai that Moshe left
how
open.
How can we ever have a change in the day?
Right.
There are certain things that Moshe Rabbeinu said would change.
Built in our Sinai, you know, that will be added later. There were Muslim like things that are covered on against Shabbos and other things like that.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
We haven't talked about why they combined the brachas, really. Because they were combining the brachas, you don't want to steal from...
The time, right.
Right. You don't want to steal. So there may be that was part of the original...
Yeah, but it's hard to say that a Daraisa. It's harder to... You know, build that into the right side. You want to say that part of the din daraisa now? Okay, that's a bit of a chiddush. Okay, maybe. Okay. Unless you want to say, look, it's understood. No, you could argue it's understood when a balabai is high. So you can't tell the guy not to do daraisa. You should do
abanazida.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's clear
that
the gemara
says
they say
kriyas shema.
That may have raised that level. You have to ask yourself, why is it so obvious?
Yeah, okay, it's a good question. Now, so those are the sheets we have. What about the Rambam? So it's interesting, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Esa Yud Tes, the Rambam is a sort of non-committal. Now the Rambam just says, HaMitzvah Yud Tes Isha Tzivonu Levorcho Yis'ala Acher Kol Achila. You just have to bless him, bless Hashem, after every Achila. Doesn't say one bracha, two bracha, three bracha, it's non-committal. But one bracha, chaltav zarat Hashem. Okay? Lashem tosefta, birchas ha-mozim, and ha-torah, shnemar, birchas ha-doraisa. That's it. That's all wrong. It's very, whole mitzvah test. He says, yivala bracha, yisala achar kol achila, hu omro, reish parashdeike, v'chaltav zarat Hashem, lashem tosefta, birchas ha-mozim, and ha-torah, shnemar, chaltav zarat Hashem, or he's born, mishim, and zubim, komos, and sechus, brachas, and so that, that's the whole thing. Rambam is kind of, so I don't know. In other words, what did he mean exactly? Did he mean three brachas? Not come on, just you have to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam, we don't really know where he weighs in on this machlokas. If you look at the Mishnah Torah, Perek Beis of Vilas Brachas, so the Rambam begins, Perek Beis of Vilas Brachas, Halacha Aleph, he says, Seder Brachas Amazon Kahu, Rishona Brachas Zon, Shnia Brachas Aris, Shishba and Yerushalayim, Rias Atal Meitim, Bracha Rishona, here's Yogam, Bracha Rishona, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun, Shnia Tikkun Yeshua, Shri Tikkun Dav Shomo, Beno Bracha Rias Chachmei Mishnah Tikkun, Dezi Yavne. Then the Rambam Halacha Beis, Apolim, So you osim melacha itza balabai so achlu pitan ein bracha lefaneh. Fine, I'm going to that problem now. Umevarchin laachas udoson shtei brachas buvad kdei shle yivatlu melachas balabai. Bracha rishona ketikna, right? The first one, leave alone. Shnia poseach bebrachas arz or kolab on yishlaim bebrachas arz bechosem bebrachas arz. Okay, you start off with the two gears of poseach and chosem, and so on. Okay, so that's what the Rambam says. Now. So where is he on this issue? Not really, right. It's not really telling us anything. We don't know what it means. The right, you know. So the Kesef Mishnah, Halacha Beis, right, according to Rashi, okay, and Rachel Levin Afi Shem and Tor, fine, because of Atosas, the Chosmech is always Alpha Gabi Raisa, Yeshkoch, Leal Chalon Avi Tor, fine, good. The Ain Tzorch was there. The Kesef Mishnah says, She Ain Minyan HaBrochas, She Achar Mazim in Torah. He says that the number of brochas is not the Raisa. There is no number of brochas, okay? According to the Kesef Mishnah's read in the Rambam, there is one bracha that's required. And he doesn't even necessarily say that it's the first, huh? All the themes that be required, but theoretically it sounds like, yeah, the themes are the Raisa, but the concept of Brocha doesn't even have to be the first Brocha. If I understand the Kesef Mishnah correctly, that's what he says. Right? He said there was no minyan HaBrochas, no number. One Brocha. Okay? That's the way the Kesef Mishnah learns. The Lecha Mishnah, on this Rambam, quotes the Kesef Mishnah, one second. Barav Beis Yosef, he says the same thing in the Beis Yosef, same person. Right, the Beis Yosef wrote the Beis Yosef and the Kesef Mishnah. Tiras Dein Torah, the Ein Min HaBrochas Ha'al Min HaTorah, Umay Den Afkul, and he goes on a smacht and so on. He says, V'kosef Shekein Mashma Midivar Rabbeinu Zal. He said, that's what it seems like from the Rambam. V'koshel Yaldor, V'im Kein B'chas Ha'zon L'chutei Dai, Kevin D'chol Ha'shar V'du Rabbanan. So one second. If everything else is Drabbanan, so like you said before, Rabbi Blackstein, why do you have to bother the two and three altogether, the workers, if it's only Drabbanan, right? Now, the Kibrichas Amotzi, the animal says, she's Drabbanan. Like, exactly like we said, according to that kiss, you don't make a Brocha Rishona because you can't bill that to the boss, to the employer. So if it's only Drabbanan, two and three, your kasha. That says the Lech Mishnah, then you shouldn't just skip them all together. What are you combining? Don't say it at all.
Isn't one of the fairest? I think one learned out from the later Gemara where I said that probably not the fourth
brachah
is
derabanan
because you're
okay. Right, and you're not
okay. But the fair is that you're not being okay to the raisa by doing two and three.
Right, but the Lecha Mishnah said,
meaning it's a big kasha and tosfos to
follow. They're not okay. Right. They send you back to that Gemara in 2.0. It says, okay, but hold on. So Lecha Mishnah says, avali nira kadiv atosfos. Okay, the vadai. So first he says, let's finish this first. Okay, he says, "Vod kash kishenev leyoda in berach brichas amosin shechozav aruch shechozav avinah zal b'sof perigzan lama chozav aruch hakol alo aruch brichas zam lechuda deraisa." Another question. Let's say a person can't remember. This is a practical afternoon. What's the raisa? What's the rabbanon? Let's say I forgot what I benched. That could happen. Okay, it was a Shabbos and people came over and handed it. We bench. Okay, I mean, it's happened, I think, right? So you can't remember the bench or not. Usually, hopefully, other people at the table remember. But sometimes you don't remember. I'm just schmoozing around. Somebody came in, they brought up more cake, and they went, did I bench or not? Right? So the answer is, it's a Raisa. Second Raisa L'chomer. You have to bench again. Yeah, maybe you should only have to get the first bracha. So he says, Ula Yeshatad Raito, the came in the Yesham Asmachta, the Kor Ratzel Hachmarim Ksat. That was the answer I gave you. Since it's Asmachta, maybe it's a higher level of Drabonim. I'm a lean near Kadiva Tosas. The Vadai Kola Bracha Seimin Torah. He wants to learn the Rambam that Vadai Kol HaBrachas Hem in HaTorah. Aval HaMatbeah Shalahem Lohem in HaTorah. But the formal text is not in HaTorah. Mashal Hizkar Minu Zal Minyan HaMitzvahs Minyan HaBrachas Mishayin Daito Limnos El HaMitzvahs Uvayin Shei Bracha Achas Arba Brachas Mitzvah Achasi. The Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvahs, he's not kind of, because that's how he's just listing what the Mitzvah is. He doesn't have to tell you every detail. Okay? And anyway, so when we call Brachas Tava Meitiv, Zon HaDavana, fine. But actually, he wonders you have to pre that Tava Meitiv if you forgot what he mentioned. He said, maybe there's a Tzarki that says that. But in any event, the Lecha Mishnah is learning very different than the Kesef Mishnah, right? In the Rambam. The Lecha Mishnah is learning that the Rambam agrees with the Tosfos, everything is Daraisa. That the text isn't Daraisa, but it's actually more like, I think, what I want to say in the Rashba, right? That at least the themes are Daraisa. Yes.
Do you think the
Kesef Mishnah
could be some sort of
Mitzvah Kiyumis
or something?
That's a Mitzvah Kiyumis, based on a Asmachta, maybe. Okay, good, yeah.
You know, but it sounds like the Rambam's understanding of Birkhan HaMazan is very similar to what he says about the Tzvila and the Mitzvah as well.
But there's no formal tax.
Yeah, there's
right.
an obligation. And so, originally, it, you know.
So right. So we'll segue from right there, actually, into the Ramban. Because there's one other sheet here, possibly, and that's the Ramban. Okay? The Ramban is found in his Hasogas to the very first mitzvah, in the Sharoshim, in the, you know, the beginning of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, around the Shorosh Rishon. So, the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvahs first gives you what his rules are, how do you determine whether the counseling is a mitzvah or not. Right? So he's going to give you a Sefer HaMitzvahs. You know, we have a tradition of 613 mitzvahs. Torah never lists them. Torah never lists number one, there's number two. So the Rambam, as others, wrote a Sefer telling you what the mitzvahs are. But how is he going to determine whether the counseling is a mitzvah or not? As I mentioned many times, let's take tefillin. Is that one mitzvah with two parts or two separate mitzvahs? One shayad, one shorosh. In your tally of 613. Okay, there's only a Pesach. Or in your tally of mitzvahs, you have a mitzvah to take a lulav and a different mitzvah to take an esrog, another mitzvah to take a dasa, and a fourth mitzvah to take a rava. So it's one mitzvah. Right? So that telegram tells you what it's quite clear. Anyway, so in the Shorosh Rishon, part of a long, long discussion. So the Ramban, as I saw this right as follows. The Chayin Amru, the Birchas HaMazon, Shavada min HaTorah, Moshe Tikin Birchazon, Yeshua Tikin Birchazon, Shlomo Tikin Birchazon, V'kulon, Ein Matbeyan HaTorah, Avin Istavina min HaTorah, Shenevorach Achar Chiloson, like we said, Kol Echad Kefi Daito. Ramban says Mefurish. Okay, it could be in the Ramban too, but the Ramban says Mefurish. Kol Echad Kefi Daito. Ki'inyan, we have the Gemara, okay? There's one guy who said, right, Minyamin, who said, Brich Rachmona Mori the High Pita. Blessed is God, the creator of this piece of bread. Rubber dub dub next to the crop, right? So that's it. Okay. Ubo Hanavim, back to the Shechmas, one of all Hanavim, the Tiknon Nusuch Mesukon. Okay. Nusuch Mesukon, Haloshon, Vitzach, Hamlitza, Vishinibo, Anachno, Old Begol, Samachus, Bidon, Mishichecha. We added things too. That's 1 second. Clearly, the text in the days of Beis Hamikdash didn't say Uvenei Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh was built already. So obviously things were added, right, or changed. That's what the Ramban is saying. We're in Golos, we had to say, you know, to bring them back. Right? That obviously was not when Yerushalayim was standing that they said it. So, but to hear from the Ramban, that seems to be yet another opinion that actually maybe no brachas of the Raisa. What the Oraisa is to cover these themes only. Maybe the Rambam agrees with that. I don't know. Again, the Rambam's not committed. That's what perhaps the Lech HaMishnah maybe is learning that way. Okay? That nothing is the Oraisa. That's yet a different opinion. It's similar to what I said in the Rashbo. The Rashbo seemed to say at least the first one is the Oraisa. So here we have really a range of different shitas, okay, on this issue. Ramban Avram, In one of the Simon and Brichas Amazon, Simkuf Tzadi Dalad, the end of Sikot Nalat, the Magen Avraham writes, Umuchuch Mikan, Dominion Gimel Brochim the Raisa. Vesach Razarak Hazon, in Kain Lema Hazon Belechud. Okay, this is some of the guy who didn't know one Brochim. Remember that Gemara we said, how could it be? Now that seems to be a pretty strong riot, you know, that you can't say that. That Gemara where a guy, there are two people together, you can only say it because of the, you know, the combination between the two of them. The Gemara says the Birch Lamazon or the Riff said, right? So that seemed to be like Tosis. That seems to be the old Oraisa, and that's what the Magen Avraham writes. Buchach mikan dominion gimel brach the Oraisa. Vishalach lam the Oraisa rak hazon in kain lemazon luchud v'chibishu she'ene odeh drabanan lo yomer the Oraisa. You tell a guy he can't do the Oraisa. Because there's no drabon, he tells you to take a look in Hilchot Tzki Shofar. It's almost as Shabbos Baruch Hu, right? Believe it or not. So, right, my sentence precisely. But to do that as a man, you know, let's say a person, you know, the whole question, he can't blow. He doesn't know. There's no machzor chomos and shofar. There's no siddur. He can't say it, and so on and so forth. Which is the full kiyum is well said our brachas. But we wouldn't tell not to blow shofar at all. It can only do. We don't say this because you can't do darbanon. That's a further question. That's the rice or not. But anyway, leave out the tekiyas for now. We'll talk about it closer to Rosh Hashanah. But according to this Magen Avraham, it's the way we learned. Okay. So he says, and that seems to be proof positive In other words, otherwise, why would we say the implication of that riff, right? And the way he's learning that Gemara, why would we tell a person who doesn't know more than the first bracha, oh, you can't do it unless you're with somebody else? Why not let him at least do the deraisa? However, on the side of the page, I'm going to run, the Dogum Mirvava from the Nevi Yehuda writes, he says, Ein karachocha, the Gimel bracha is mamash heim deraisa, but v'dai im neima de me'ein gimel hu deraisa. No, it means the themes, right? So you could learn, again, that this is a nafkamina. There is another point which one could make. Maybe that's what he was handled before on the job 111, so I don't know. It seems to be a very ironclad type of proof that Tosfos is right. Because again, why would we tell a person who can't say all three brachas, he only knows bracha number one, don't do it unless you're with somebody else? What do you mean? Let him at least do the deraisa. So there are other places like that where we do sometimes see that, in fact, and that's among Rabbanim's right, not necessarily right. And in fact, sometimes the Rabbanim said, if you can't do it the way we're misakin, and don't do it at all, don't even do the deraisa. There's a Tosfos early in Brachos of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Yom HaFas Tani Rabbi Cheskel. Okay, someone remember this Gemara. Okay, really, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Beishamayim Beisilil, right? The Machlokas, should you recline by the evening Shema physically? Right, that's the sheet of Beishama. You have to actually be in a reclining position physically, and in the daytime, in a standing position physically. And Beisilil says, no, well, that's all, however you want. And Beishachal Kumecha means Manshkin, is Manking, right? So anyway, on that sugya, Tarfon then tells a story, right? And Tarfon says, I went ahead and I reclined for Kriya Shema, and I got the bandits started up with me because I was lying down the side of the road, whatever, and they said he deserved it, right? Because when, anyway, so tells him that's a ton of Vichesko. So he says, you know, what's the problem? Chora, why can't he mach like Beisilil? I'll recline. I mean, Beisilil don't seem to say you can't recline, they say you don't have to. What's the big deal? Anyway, so Tosa says, no. Ha'osek, the Beishama, I lost a klum. Okay, the Beisilil, he says, basically, now, what do you mean lost a klum? I wasn't Yotze the Doraisa of Kriyashma because I did like Beishamai. I wasn't Yotze the Doraisa of Kriyashma. Tosa says, yeah, maybe. Okay, once the Chacham is sucking us away, they have the authority to say, this is the way it has to be done. And if you don't do it the way we're setting up, it's a zero. The Chiddush, but that's what Tosfos says. It could be the same thing. And now at the end of Tosfos, that's again, it's a good alpha and alpha brothers. Quotes, Al-Kaimber, Shmaya says, no, he says, Minadin Yotza. And he compares it actually to Gemara and Sukkah. Okay? There's a Gemara and Sukkah that says that we know that you have to sit in the sukkah. But what if, you know, you have a very small sukkah. I actually once saw a person with such a sukkah. I remember that. The person, this was in Elizabeth, New Jersey. My sister-in-law used to live there when I was younger. We used to go there. So there was a guy who sat, and the sukkah was on like one of these small back porches. Okay? And the sukkah was a tiny sukkah. It was just he and his wife. So at the table, where she was at the other head of the table, that was indoors. He was outside. And most of the table was outside, but her chair was already past the threshold of the door. And that was supposed to be. That's what she did. So the Gemara says, but at least you have to have most of the table in the sukkah. Because otherwise, what's going to happen? You'll lean forward, you'll get up. But l'chor, that's a divya bonum, right? And so the Gemara has an expression that if you don't do that, you're not yotze mitzvah sukkah. What do you mean, daraisa? What's the problem? So that's what they compare it to also. Okay, maybe if it did, it was a kebeisham, it was also a kum. And it tells you to take a look at Tosfos and Sukkah Gimel and Aleph, which I'll do in a second, which I won't do when I bring it. But okay, we don't forget it. You understand, right? So according to Tosfos, yes, according to this point of view, perhaps you can uproot, the Chacham have the right kind of to uproot and tell you not even Yotze the Doraisa. So it could be the same thing here. So you're not Yotze? Yes. Do nothing. It's tough. It's a Chiddush, but that's what he said. There's another time.
Your Kiyum.
In effect, they're saying you're not Yotze.
Right, because the most important thing is your obedience to the...
Right, so hold the foot. Mamish, hold the foot. Hold the foot, yeah.
Because
it didn't make it on it, so... Because of
Mazel?
Isn't that
Machlokas, we could just make it on it partially?
Why can't you do it partially?
So it's a discussion. If you say, hear half of it, and say half of it.
That's what you are allowed to. Maybe you're right. There is a muscle.
There's a discussion. You could say that this could be a problem because you're saying half the bracha is one long mitzvah.
I hear what you're saying. Right. Some say you can't split up within. Bob. No, you can't split up.
I think it comes up.
It's back and forth. Yes. And a chalamet. Yes. Okay, good. One other ha'ara for different Tosas, on this matter. Tosas in Osem Brochas on Daf Tesson and Al, Dilas with Ir Biosi. Okay, that's about someone who said Shema and Lo Hishmiel Ogno. Okay, you didn't hear it. So Tosas there says, the other Tosas is Shlomo, Kevin Shetiknu, Shetzarch Lashmiel Ogno. Okay, come over Kriya Shema, Ho, the Abona, Mia Tzuch Lashmiel, Ein Lechalek, Ben Kishma, Rav Mazen, Da Filo B'Dievet, Islam, the Memor, Da Shlo Yatsa. Was there also. Once they said you have to hear it, then you have to hear it, and you're not yours. Well, at least be also the Raisa. You see from Tosas in all these places that the Chachamim, perhaps, at least according to Tosas, have the authority, and you could to uproot. And therefore, there's no kasha from that Gemara. We it is. What do you mean? How can you say that the guy, we said that Gemara that says we can only be Yotze B'chaz HaMazon if I know the first bracha alone and I know the rest of it, okay, as I hear somebody else. So that's the sheet of Tosas, but these other Balei Tosas might not necessarily agree with that. And they'll hold that no, it's all Doraisa. Okay, and the Chacham said you can't be Yotze unless you do it the way we said to do it. So it's not necessarily a proof from the Gemara about,
He forgot one day, even if you hold that. Every day is its own.
Yeah.
And so you could do it because in the end we...
The Chacham said. Yeah. The Chacham said to do it that way. We do the rice or rely on the other sheet. If you had some achokas, the sheet, there could be. I think they said it's ended by Tekias also. It's a suffix. It's a little different, but maybe. So... the Chedush HaRitvah and Sukkah on Daf Chedush Ravon Sukkah and Daf Chof Chesan Allah. The Gemara there said that when they went to visit Talmidim, Shama went to visit Shammai, so it said they want to bring a proof. Let's find it. They said if you did it like in Cana, he said, "No, I go kiyamta mitzvah sukkah yamecha." The word yotze is sukkah. Okay, we're talking about it was a large sukkah and so on. Anyway, Tosas to the Ritvah rather chav ches v'alav in sukkah del ha'hundred tanan writes, "Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah yamecha lav dafka." Don't mean you weren't yotze altogether. Okay, the asra rabbanan shalotei shulchan b'tocham b'tocham bayis zeresh b'tocham shulchan ela pirusho. When it says lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah karo'oi u'keratzon chachomim, doesn't mean you're not yotze. Okay? And therefore, you know, one could argue here also that maybe in the Gemara says you should do it with somebody else. I mean, not that you wouldn't be yotze if you did it yourself, but you wouldn't be yotze karo'oi, this is better. It was the implication, maybe it was wrong. We implied, well, that means you can't do it, you only know the first bracha, no one else around, you suck. No. Maybe the Gemara, that's what you want to say, right? Maybe that's a Kim Darbana, right? Maybe there are, that's what it means. Lo kiyamta sukkah mimecha doesn't mean you never, it means, look, again, his language of his voice, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah karoi, u karotzon chachamim. Okay, and he says with the kavose, the perak arvei psochem, and the ran and psochem also says this, and I forgot to bring the wrong psalm, but the ran in the back of psochem says it also. We all know this mishnah, right? Rabbi Gamliel HaOmer, Mishlo Omer Gimel Dorm Elo Pesach, Lo yotze yedei chovaso elahin pesach matzomor. Really? Lo yotze yedei chovaso? You didn't say pesach matzomor now. First of all, the machlokas, lo yotze chovaso what? Lo yotze chovaso what mitzvah? Okay, someone said mitzvah since the Cypriots is Mitzrayim. Okay, there I understand. Okay, if you could say, if you say, you don't mention pesach matzomor, then you didn't do much of a job of telling the story. You mentioned Hashem passed over houses that wasn't part of the month, so they embittered our lives. So what did you tell? Okay. But the other Rishon will learn, you don't say Pesach Matzamor, you're not Yotze Pesach Matzamor. The guy ate 3 pounds of matzah, but not Yotze. Tough luck. What? He ate the matzah. Well, he ate more than a kazayas of matzah, more than the days of Yisrael called Pesach. How can it be lo Yotze? So the Ran, other Rishon, lo yotze karoi. You didn't want yotze the right way. You can't go ahead and say you're not yotze the right way. You're not yotze the right way. That's how the Ran himself learns. Okay. So anyway, this is perhaps the way we can learn up that. So also, and that is, you're not yotze karoi. Doesn't mean not yotze at all. Just to finish up. So the Gemara on that same daf in Brochus Mem Ches Amev on the bottom of the page adds something else. Okay. The Gemara adds something else. The Gemara says, Tanya, from the very bottom of Mem Ches Amev, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol Shelo Omer Eretz Chemda Tova Urchava BeBirchas Haaretz. The second broch, you don't include the phrase praising the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Chemda Tova Urchava, and or Omalchus Space David Bono Yerushalayim, Lo Yotzei Chavoso. You have to mention these things. Okay. Now, a little bit later, on Mem Tes and Aleph, the Gemara says, "B'chol she'ena Omer bris v'Torah b'brichas aretz, u'machus v'tov v'rishal yotzeh." You don't mention al bris v'chash something so I know, al toros lo yotzeh chavoso. So what does that mean, lo yotzeh chavoso? And as that's in the second bracha. What do you mean? It's lo yotzeh chavoso. What? It's hard to say that if you hold it, the only the first bracha is the raisa, the Rashi. It's hard to say lo yotzeh chavoso means you're not yotzeh the raisa. Just because he didn't say Bris and Torah. Okay, so Rashi would have to say, what does Lo Yotzei Chavoso mean? Karoi, right? You weren't Yotzei the way, and sure enough, the Chidusha Ritva, on that daf, and Tesla Aleph and Brochus, bingo, says, Torah Sheyizke Bris, Uchein Ami Torah, just a moment, he says, V'cho Hanai Vadi Lechatchila Komar, Debar Melamebet Hachi. Ulamitza of a vadai lovely kuba kamrina tamake, okay. In Kena, well, that kuba main shows is on a different problem. Okay, so he says, "Afagav d'amar loyotze chavoso loyotze karoi kamar." Askechan kavosi b'msachem. Again, he quotes the Gemara b'msachem. Tamina kol mishal amar gildra loyotze chavoso v'lavam kamer kamar elchol loyotze karoi alor mina lohada. Okay, so the ritva is a shitaso. Okay, ritva in here. And the Rizvah and Sukkah is L'shitoso, when it says L'yotzei Chavoso. And that's how Rashi would have to learn the Gemara in Daf Mem Tes. If he says only the first bracha is alright, so what L'yotzei Chavoso? L'yotzei Chavoso Karoi. But, again, full disclosure, Tosus seems to learn not that way. Okay, Tosus seems to learn L'yotzei Chavoso, you're not Yotzei at all. And that is the Gemara on Daf Chofma base in Brachas, where the Gemara talks about a chiyuv of women in Birchas Hamazon. Okay, the Chorah, women have to bench also. Right, the woman says you have to bench. Well, that's the discussion of Gemara. Okay, we're not going to read through the whole Gemara now. So again, I want to stand. So to say it over again. We asked Akasha, according to Rashi. Well, we asked how come the what does Tosfos and others do with that Gemara that says that if you don't know I'm sorry, what does Rashi do with that Gemara? Well, according to Rashi, the first bracha is the Raisa, right? But not the others. So what about the Gemara that says you can only say the others they want to Zion, right? You can only say the others, the way it's on the Gemara, but the way the Riff learns the Gemara. Okay? You can only say the other, if somebody else is there with you, it would be Yotze. Okay? So Rashi has to tell you, Yotze Chavoso means Yotze Chavoso Karoi. Not like, I want to say you're not Yotze altogether. Now you could say, again, we brought rice. You could say sometimes Rabbana can say you're not Yotze even with the Raisa, if you don't do it our way. Like we saw in Tosfos. We don't have to come on to that. You can say, according to Rashi, he'll learn like the Ritva and Sukkah and Brachos, which is Tosfos. When it says, Lo Yotzei Chavoso, it means Karoi, but not that you're not Yotzei at all. Okay? But Tosfos, that's how the Ritva learns the Gemara in about Bris Torah. Right? But Tosfos discusses the following question. Okay, by Gemara asked on Chofen Beis, Noshim Bechas Amazon, the Rais of the Abonon, okay, Rashi says, because how are they going to say, well, Rashi is kind of going to sell arts, I told you that they weren't given land, okay, but Tosfos discusses, one second, the reason that they have to sell Bishko Shans of Venerable, about Tosfos and Matano, the Noshim Lesnu, Lo Bris and Lo Bittorah, but really, Kama Mishla Amma Bris and Torah Bechas Amazon, let's say Chavoso, okay. He says, "V'hashter come along, came the lomotzi, lemer brisa Torah, lo haba alam d'abanan, oduma came the shachbo avi shaper deraisa." The harder the come by nashim. So he says, it's when the Gemara asks the nashim baruchas amazon deraisa d'abanan, what's the question? How powerful is this requirement of Bris HaTorah? That's what does it mean? Does it mean that women, it's got to be only Drabon and Benchi because they can't say Bris HaTorah and not get to them? Or do you say no? They're required to, because they don't say it because it's not nogea to them, but it doesn't destroy the benching. It's still chiv and benching. The implication of Tosis is that the requirement of Bris HaTorah is mamish d'oraisa, you know, likuba, not the way the Rifo said. Okay, I just finish by did I bring it here? Oh yeah. So I saw in a sefer called Toras HaZimun. Contemporary sefer written by Tzvi Vershner. I'm not sure what it is, but anyway, he has some things here from Chaim Kanievsky. So he says, what's this idea, just conceptually, if you hold the other way, that the Chachamim can tell you, you want to say, you'll do nothing? You have an opportunity to the Raisa? We're going to tell you, no, don't even do that. The Chacham has such authority. Right? So he says, Shamati Nagano Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, Shahezberhu Shatorah, Shomra Lakaim Esamitzah, the same Torah, so you were saying, the same Torah that says, you should be Mekayim Mitzah X at Tibrich Samazim, Omra Gamkein Lashmal Dibrich Hazal. Right? Vimheim Omru Shol Lilotzeis Ba'ofen Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Mitzavah Esamitzah. The whole Torah is one unit. The whole Torah is one unit, one big package. Okay, so therefore, if the Chachamim said that we don't want you to do this mitzvah in that fashion, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not command it. So, in a Chanami, the mitzvah is undone. Not the Chachamim have the power. The Chachamim, once they enact that the mitzvah is done in this way, then that becomes part and parcel of the Kiyum HaMitzvah to the point. But they explained it. There's no kin at all. It's interesting. The chiddush. That's how he explained it. You go for such a brocha by violet. We'll see some. Maybe. Yeah.
The Rambam is very into that idea of lososa. No. How would that sound in the fish?
Well, because the Rambam is talking about. Yeah. Okay. Becomes part. Yeah. There. The Rambam, I know you're referring to, and other places in the Rambam also said this is subsumed on Latif Al-Fil HaKamoch and other things, that there are born in the fun.
So
the Raisa, yeah. It could be. That's what single ones are. I just want to say a fascinating thing I saw, I think it's the only place, I only saw it here, okay, but it's just interesting because, getting back to the Chumash, in Parshas Eken, right after, we think it's a break. There's a break, there's an aliyah there. And also be a sheni. And we also know that pasuk, right? But there's another pasuk that follows. Hishama locha pen tishka osimotecho. Okay, levil tishma mitoso mishvada vhozo shanuch in tzam chayo. So, Rabbi Yochanan Perlo, we mentioned many times, in his encyclopedic analysis of the Sefer HaMitzvah in a Sadyagon. Right? I mentioned it past. So Sadyagon wrote also Sefer HaMitzvah in a poetic style. Three words, two words, every mitzvah. It's a poem. He also the Alpate a few times. Okay? A few of the early Rishonim did that. Rishonim Yagabiro and others, they called it Azharos. Azharos in Gematria is Tayak. The word Azharos in Gematria is Tayak. Azharos of Shonim Yagabiro and Azharos in this one. So that's it. So the Ruchim Prishul Pro wrote a commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Rabbi Sadyagon. Sefer HaMitzvahs of Rabbi Sadyagon, I think, is three pages long. This is three volumes of size. Okay, so it's like we mentioned in the past, one line of Rabbi Sadyagon and 50 pages from everything. So anyway, in the mitzvah, in mitzvahs, I say Gimel Dalet, it's not like Kriya Shema, it's not like benching, but he says this as an aside. So Asher Weiss pointed to this. He quoted Ra'isi of Sikta Zutrasa. Okay, Parshas Eker. Mikra di shomer l'cha pentishka shomer l'cha. That puzzle is read. What?
You forget to listen to the Chachamim when you requested being
found. Oh, that's it. No. He says different. He says something different. He's on the Raisa level. Yeah, or maybe that's one of the... Let's see. He says, he quotes a psikta. What does that mean? Shomer l'cha. Zehaporek o machu shomayim. Ochel below tefila below brocha. A guy who eats without saying any brochas. Okay? And he said, that's obviously not talking about Birchas HaNenin before eating. It's got to be talking about Birchas HaMazon. That's only the Deraisa. Okay? And what comes out there is, if you put that together with the famous Gemara that says, whenever we have the words Hishomer, Pen, and Al, that's a Losa, you put this drasha together. And again, the Sukkah are back to back. Okay? He suggests, it would seem, that failing to bench, you also violate a Losa. Interesting. On the Deraisa level now. You want to argue maybe only about, but you know, it's
what
the next pasuk. Hishomer l'chot pen tishcha, with the sick the darshans. What's that referring to? Somebody who eats without benching. You violate hishomer l'chot. Drasha Deraisa. So not only is mitzvah, we can argue is tonight what exactly part of Birchas HaMazon is Deraisa, but now we're saying there's also a losa in Deraisa for failing to bench. Again, you know, it's a tremendous chiddush. I don't know if he really held that way, but he says at least there's one possibility. All right, different possibilities of what's Deraisa and benching. Wish everybody a good Shabbos. Have a great
day.
Yes,
I could have mentioned also.